Hello?
Hello, Vag.
Hey,
what are you doing?
I'm outside recording on my portable recorder, and I thought to call you.
Oh.
I'm just taking in the coronavirus.
Good.
But I am recording right now. How are you? Yeah.
I'm fine. It's, you know, they've extended New York's lockdown to June 13th.
I saw that, but aren't they also opening the beaches at the same time? What the fuck?
Well, honey, I don't really hang out at the beaches, so I'm not going to worry about that. But listen, long after the sickness fades,
yeah,
people are not going to have money, and people are not going to want to hang out where I work in clubs and dance floors, good audiences. You know, I just don't think that they are. So that's going to be a long ways off.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I've made a comedy special that's going to be available as a download, and that'll come. It's called Cuntagious.
That's naughty.
And you will. Well, I thought you would like that, man. And that's going to be, you know, like, so I'm busy editing, so at least it makes me feel like I have something to do. And if it goes well, then I'll do another one.
Oh, that's wonderful. So where is this? This isn't the thing you did with Bianca Del Rio. This is something different.
No, this is my own thing. It's about, you know, 35 minutes long, and it's just, you know, song parodies, jokes. You know, it's difficult to workshop stuff to a camera, but hey, we ain't got no audiences, so.
Well, that's good. I'll download it, and my entire audience will too, which is probably, that'll get you a whole $10 if you're lucky.
Yay!
Every penny counts.
That's right.
Do you wear a mask when you go out all the time?
Yes, I mean, right before they made it mandatory, someone barked at me for not wearing a mask, and they were older, so I felt like guilty, like I was going to infect them.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been better about, you know, wearing it.
You know, I hear all this talk about, can you get corona twice? Can you get corona twice? But how come nobody ever asks, can you get AIDS twice? I feel like it's discrimination.
It's discrimination against AIDS. And and AIDS, is the spotlight has been stolen from AIDS as the premier, you know, worldwide virus that's killing people. And I feel so sorry for AIDS.
Me too. Plus, the thing is, you know, I think we've talked about this, but AIDS is just, I mean, corona is just much more profitable. You know what I mean? It just pays better, is what I'm trying to
say. And faster acting.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, that's exciting. So how do you feel about this whole, like, opening up the economy versus not the whole, you know, like, protect the people versus reopen the economy for the economy and people that are poor? I feel like, for me, I'm still employed, but you are having, you know, you're not. So I want your point of view, because I can tell you what I feel, but it's easy for me to judge people and say, you have to stay home because I have a job and a house. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, listen, I have a little bit of a financial cushion that I can, you know, not work for several months. I mean, if I am to pay taxes, that's going to be a lot smaller of a cushion. So I'm not freaking out yet. But for those people who are freaking out in my line of work, I mean, my line of work is not really going to come back. You know, drag queens, DJs, caterers, stylists, you know, wedding planners, event planners, all of those people, we found out after 9/11 that we are the most non-essential workers that there are.
Wow.
We are the first to be dismissed and, you know, or get our pay docked or whatever. So, that's why I'm trying the online thing.
So when you say you're sitting on a cushion, you mean your dick?
Oh, please. Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, so, but listen, if people need to go back to work, I mean, this, I heard it expressed very succinctly. Yeah. If the government is saying that it's not safe for us to do our jobs, we're willing to comply if you pay us.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a lot easier for people who are, you know, financially comfortable to say, oh no, you can't go to work.
Right.
They don't have to go to work, as you just, you know, expressed. So I'm really having a hard time seeing all my friends on social media shaming people, you know, that need to go to work. And there's kind of like a social outrage drug that, you know, gets, I mean, people really get off on like slamming people for being out, you know. And I mean, it's like, this has to do with your own personal responsibility. So, yeah, I might see people without masks. I may see people who are not social distancing. But guess what? I walk across the street.
Right.
Or I walk away from them. And, you know, it's like, that's my responsibility. I mean, you know, we have to realize that, you know, people are crazy. I mean, you know, I mean, people are dumb and people are crazy.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
I mean, it's just like HIV. It's like, you know, do you trust somebody to not use a condom? I don't. Do you trust somebody that says I'm HIV negative? I don't.
Yeah, why would you? Well, I mean, you can. It's just that you're taking the risk. It's the same thing, is your point.
But that's what I mean. It's your responsibility to take the risk if you're taking a dick up your butt that could squirt. You know, I mean, that's on you to protect yourself. It's not. And so, I mean, listen, I follow the guidelines. You know, I don't dunk my vegetables in Clorox water like my sister.
Your sister does that? You're not supposed to do that.
Yes, there are. There's long videos about how you need to do it and how you need to take the cereal out of the box and throw the box away. And,
oh, really?
You know. Oh, yeah. I mean, for a lot of people, this has turned into another way to be anal. Yeah. And I get it. They want to protect themselves and their family. So that's great. But I can't leave my groceries out in the hall for 3 days because I live in New York City and I've got mice.
It's interesting because, you know, I was listening to a couple of podcasts were talking about conspiracy theories. And conspiracy theories, some people say, come up because it gives them, when they have no control, they come up with these conspiracy theories. And I think sometimes, like, people are overly focusing on these, the control issues of social distancing and masks because of the things they can't control. And one thing I don't understand, like, you've seen those snapshots of people, shows how old I am, I call them snapshots, pictures of people who are on airplanes and there's, you know, and the seats are all full. United said they were going to leave them the middle seat empty and they didn't. And I'm like, why not focus the energy on what the corporations could do to, like, because how much of this disease, you know, we're being all careful with our social distancing. Meanwhile, the airports are flying people left and right all over the fucking country, spreading the disease. But nobody, it's not even illegal. You don't even have to wear a fucking mask. There's no federal regulation. The airlines finally decided to do it.
Well, they aren't even recommending masks in England.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's like, you know, the if you want people to, you know, obey like a protocol, you need to be very clear on the protocol, not change it from, oh, you don't need masks. Oh, you do need masks. Oh, those masks don't work. Only this kind works. Oh, those are so high end that even the nurses and doctors are having a shortage, so don't use those. Well, now you can make your own. Well, not unless you put a lot of pantyhose in it. You know, I mean, it's been really confusing, and the news is somehow we've managed to polarize a fucking pandemic.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. But what I don't like is people who think that they're being the best possible Democrat because they're shaming people who are protesting. And listen, I don't know what the protests are. I mean, I've seen some of them, but do you think that our media could be focusing on them more than there are actually protests?
So that we
seem, you know, more divided? Because honestly, you know, I mean, if I could reach the world's attention right now, I mean, apart from your podcast.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the world.
I would say, hey, Republicans, you got a fag here with 5 wigs on. You know, who likes performing dirty material, and an atheist, you know, and a socialist if you choose to call me that. But listen, we're never going to agree on guns. We're never going to agree on abortion. But could we move the country forward by saying that let's get Medicare for all, or some other form of affordable, you know, healthcare? Let's get it, and let's get it now. We know we need this. We're in a pandemic. I don't care what skin color. I don't care what your view on immigration is. And I'm not going to agree with everybody, you know, on everything. But this is a pandemic. Can we focus on health care?
it's embarrassing to think, how can we possibly, as Democrats, win an election when the candidate is not in favor of Medicare for all? And I've talked to so many people, and they just don't think, they, like I was talking to my friend Reagan last week on the show, and he said, well, I think that, you know, if you vote for Medicare for all as a candidate, if you're in favor of it, then the people in those, what do you call those states with dumb people, brick and mortar or whatever, like Ohio, yeah, the middle, the battle
states.
Swing states, right, that they won't vote for it. Like, but the polls have already shown that more than what I think, like more than 60 or 70% of people in this country want Medicare for all, and that's all people. So why, what has he possibly to lose by being in favor of Medicare for all? I don't fucking get it. And what do the voters have to lose?
Of course you get it. Of course you get it.
That it's the money.
He's funded by insurance and big pharma. And this is a dance that Democrats do. Obama campaigned on single payer in 2003. And I believe he may have mentioned it in 2008. And then he had a majority in both houses of Congress and didn't even mention it. So, oh, surprise, surprise. He got $20 million in 2008 for the insurance industry to not reform it much. So, you know, it's the same as...
But he should know that...
88% of the people, of Democrat voters, said that they wanted Medicare for all just recently. So why? How could we have a nominee who doesn't support Medicare for all unless Democrats were willing to put their heads completely in the sand? I spoke to one yesterday, and she said, well, you know, I think Joe Biden, you know, will do the job. We've got to get rid of Trump. I said, how do you think that someone senile is going to do the trick?
Well, I do not understand. I've been telling people that it's like, no matter who wins, it's going to be four more years of ridiculous gaffes where everything is about what the stupid shit the president says instead of about what's actually happening. That's a guarantee.
Right.
Either candidate is going to gaffe us to death for another 4 years. We have no hope. And then the other thing is, what the fuck is this shit where Biden keeps telling people, well, then don't vote for me? Have you seen this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how do Democrats on one hand say, listen, yeah, Medicare for all, yeah, I'd like it, but listen, my only goal is to get rid of Trump. How do you pick someone who is senile, and why do you refuse to see that he's senile?
And how can he win if he has no policies that people want? What have you to offer? What has he to offer except being a nice guy who isn't Trump? You know, it has to be more than that. My point is, he can't win with it.
Well,
he cannot win.
I just hope that they're prepared for Trump to win.
Well, I am, because it's going to happen.
I think it is too, I'm sad to say. You know,
of course,
like,
it is.
You were right about that in 2016.
Yeah. Well, how would a candidate win when the candidate... Sometimes you just have to look at things on the surface. We have a candidate that's telling people left and right not to vote for him. So you know what? They're not going to vote for him. It's really not that fucking hard. You know?
Well, another thing is that for people that aren't even interested in politics, you know, who don't have a Twitter account, and maybe they're not dyed-in-the-wool Democrat or Republican, they're going to look at Joe and see someone who has problems speaking. And, you know, are they going to say, oh, well, we're in a pandemic. Do we want someone, you know, maybe Trump's, you know, response was botched, but do we want someone who isn't even all there? Which brings us to the other point, which is, I don't think that the president matters. And that comes from someone who's been slogging for Bernie Sanders for 5 years, losing all kinds of friends, you know, in the process. I don't think that it matters.
Why?
Because why would the business interests, you know, that truly govern this country, why would they care if Trump is a mess on Adderall, lying, you know, or Joe Biden is senile and lying, and both are, you know, we get a choice between the pussy grabber and the pussy fingerer.
But don't you think, though, that it kind of, when it comes to the president handling the pandemic, though, that, I think business people really do care about that, because even if you're an idiot, if you can still be pro-corporate and not fuck it up this bad. You know what I mean? Because nobody wants... The business people don't want the economy to go into the depression it went into. And that's because of a president who handled it even worse than could possibly imagine. So I would think even Republicans don't want him, don't you?
No, blind greed is blind greed. How do we have Democrats and Republicans that do nothing on climate change? You know,
right.
If they don't get a grip on that, you know... I mean, their greed is absurd. We are hurtling towards destruction, and neither party gives a shit. So, yeah. I mean, Biden wanted to skip out on the climate debate.
But then you have the left, and the left is fracturing even more than I even thought. Because you look, after Bernie dropped out, you have the left fracturing into people that basically support Biden, which is very small. And then you've got the other side of that progressive left, which is like, fuck the Democrats, fuck Biden, fuck Trump, we're out. You know what I mean? Like, so it's fracturing even more.
And some of them are fuck Bernie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not sure that I'm not one of them.
I get it. To me, I have my own position, which I've told you. It's just like, I just think that that endorsement was worth a lot of capital, and he just threw it away. I would have withheld my endorsement until Biden supports Medicare for all, and I feel like he just wilted. But I still love Bernie, because he's Bernie. I mean, you can't just, you have to have some friends.
I know, but it's just like, to not know what went on and have the rug pulled out from under the whole movement. And I mean, this is proof that you do not center a movement around one person.
Right.
One election. You don't.
But it really wasn't about just him. For me, it was about healthcare, it was about education, and certainly about climate. I feel like what really, the postmortem, we won't really know what happened, but I really do, and this is a conspiracy theory, I freely admit, but I really do feel like Obama went behind the scenes with Hillary and just manipulated the shit out of this election in terms of like almost like a non-government psyops, where they just ran this whole thing to get rid of Bernie, and they were just so successful at it, they fucking ambushed him. I don't know how it worked. I'm very, very suspicious, and I'm the first one to admit that's a conspiracy theory, but I think we won't know for a while, but something that was fucking weird. How does Biden fucking win when he doesn't even campaign? He has nobody that likes him. He's fucking insane.
Money and no ground game.
Yeah, and Bernie had fucking 20,000, 30,000 people in stadiums. How the fuck? And then how do you just, all of a sudden the election's over and most of the people in the country didn't even vote? The whole thing is just so bewildering to me.
Yeah, totally.
And I can't blame Bernie for any of those things, but I can blame him for endorsing Biden too soon. And I do.
Yes, he got nothing.
Yeah.
He had put the screws in, you know. I don't understand it. I mean, it's interesting to see people speculating on Twitter that, oh, they've threatened his grandchildren or whatnot. But,
who's?
I mean, that's Bernie.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know he had grandchildren.
but twice. I mean, he's endorsed the corporate Democrat, the kind who he said that we need a revolution against.
Yeah.
So I thank him for the quick spread of progressive ideas, which was really, you know, coming from him alone. But if you're going to stand up to the establishment, that means you don't endorse them without a fight. And he didn't. I mean, he never really got off. He never mentioned, you know, the DNC cheating much last time around.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really disheartening to keep hearing him say, you know, Joe could win and calling him his good friend and all that. So
that was so sad. And just to hear when they had their little, you know, head-to-head thing on YouTube or whatever, and I watched it and I thought, this is so sad because Bernie is getting, they didn't mention healthcare at all, except in the vaguest way, and that's Bernie's number one issue. It was just like bypassed. Like, it was like, okay, we're just not, I give up on healthcare. That was like how I read it from Bernie. Why do you have to give up? And if you're Biden, if you're smart, you know that you're not going to win without being Medicare for all. So wouldn't you rather win than have all that healthcare money? Or are you just going to be so, like you said, blindly driven by profit that you can't fucking make logical decisions? Because it's not logical.
Or do the Democrats know that Trump is going to win like most incumbents do?
Yeah.
And this is a shell game that, you know, that I have been wrapped up in for 5 years. And the same business interests, whether it's insurance or banks or military or oil, rule the roost.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, is that that's not shocking?
No. Well, I don't know if that latest zillion-dollar thing got passed, the latest stimulus, but they are trying to get it so that it bails out lobbyists. Can you imagine?
Oh, I know.
Bailing out lobbyists? Have you ever heard of such a thing? How can you possibly bail out lobbyists? That's like bailing out Satan. Why would you bail out Satan? I mean, it's like the worst. That's like bailing out the coronavirus itself. It's fucking nuts.
What?
I don't know, like the lobbyists weren't already representing extremely, you know, well-off firms.
They're exactly what is. That's why we want campaign finance reform, to remove the influence of the lobbyists. And now, I mean, it's just, it's the most ironic, chutzpah, garbage piece of shit to make me more hopeless than I think anything I've ever seen politically in my life. I mean, just the nerve of those people.
I know. It's like, you know, what do y'all not understand about our paychecks have stopped and our bills did not? So
right.
We either need to get rid of some of our bills or give us more money.
Mm-hmm. And do you think they should be means testing? Like, I got a $1,200 check, and I still have a job, you know? I mean, I'm glad I have it. I'm going to save it in case I do lose my job. But doesn't it make more sense for the people who are making money to pay for basically the people that aren't? Because if a lot of people are still working and doing well, look at Amazon. He's on his way to being the first trillionaire, right? So doesn't it make sense? Shouldn't the government, to solve this economic issue right now, just take money from rich people and give it to poor people? Wouldn't that just...
Yes, but except that they're owned by rich people.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
so they should.
Yeah. Did you get your $1,200 at least?
No, but, you know, the sad thing is that the people are not doing anything. That, you know, it's like they're sitting around thinking, oh, did you get your check yet? How about this? How about this level of engagement? Hey, government, here's what we need. You give us what we need. These are our tax dollars. No taxation without representation. We are so disengaged in the political process and making any demands. I mean, most people don't even know, you know, their officials' names, much less contact them on a regular basis to demand.
That's true.
You know, what we need. And now we're in a position where we can't even protest because of the coronavirus.
By the way, I should mention, I haven't mentioned in a while, but ResistBot is the most amazing thing, because you text ResistBot and you can reach all your representatives very easily. Text, call. It's a, I forget the number, but just Google ResistBot. It's fucking amazing. It's the easiest way to research. To send, you can send a complaint to your senator, your Congress, all the above. It can send a fax automatically, or it can just patch you through. It's the most fucking amazing thing. People should do it and support them. Anyway, yeah. But do you have any hope? I don't. I just feel like we're just waiting to die, and I feel really sorry for children. I just, because this is just one thing of many, and we're still ignoring the climate catastrophe. And this pandemic, to me, it's like the forest fires in California and in, what's that country with agadimate? Australia, right?
Uh-huh.
So those motherfuckers with their forest fires, and it's just every year now. I think the pandemic could be the same thing. Like, we're just going to have to get used to this every fucking year. New ones.
Exactly.
How fucked is that?
I know. I watched Jimmy Dore, and he's saying we're going to turn into Brazil with, you know, like tons of, the middle class is going to become even more the working poor. You know, we're going to be, you know, all doing gig economy stuff where we're nervously looking at our phones for our next gig. And, you know, it's, you know, now that they've discovered that they don't need workplaces.
Yeah.
Because people can work from home.
Well, you know what, though? You should be able to do really well because you've got a huge fan base. Are you going to start doing like a regular podcast, or is that what your special is kind of morphed? Or it's morphed into what the special is? Is that your plan?
I wouldn't mind doing both, but honestly, I would do a podcast, but I don't really know who my audience is, because I'm sorry, but most Democrats are really, really out of it.
Your audience is the people who see your Twitter posts. That's who your audience is, and your Facebook posts and your Instagram.
I don't think that those people have ever been to a Instagram. Yes, I mean, I keep it a bit lighter on Instagram, but I mean, you know, I mean, people. If you're too interested in politics, people get angry because you challenge them.
Honey, let me tell you something. You have a market. Do you know how much money the Chapo Trap House makes? Do you know that show?
Yes.
Do you know how much they make? About $150,000 a month. A month.
Wow.
There's an audience for that. It may not be the audience you're used to, but you have a big enough name to get a jump start, which is all you need. And, I mean, I'm not saying you'll make that much, but there is money to be made in this.
Oh, I will check it out. I got to get this call.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Okay. I'll call Tammy real quick. She texted me like 50 times. We're on a roll, audience. Tammy. And then we're almost done. This is fucking ridiculous. I don't know if I should cut out all that outdoor stuff or not. I guess it's unique to Grum Out. Tam?
Hello.
Tammy, it's Madge. I'm on the program. I'm outside. I'm recording on my portable recorder. And I was talking. I called you, but then you weren't there. I called the lady Bunny. I was talking to her. And as usual, she dropped me for dick. I don't have much time.
Right.
How's
Where
everything?
Where is she getting dick at?
She ain't getting the dick. She's sitting on it.
Oh, God. She's just acting like she is.
You think she's getting the D? The big D?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, you know, yeah, she probably is. Who knows? But.
Well, I didn't ask her about it.
Well, I mean, I remember when she used to bring her shoes into Pabst to get repaired. You know, she used to bring her pumps and her Fluvox in and, you know, set them up on the counter and get them repaired.
Right.
Anyway, but.
Tammy, I just want you to know where I am so you can visualize. I'm sitting at the corner of Broadway and Aldine, and I'm on a bench.
Yeah?
It used to be a Caribou Coffee, now it's a Stan's Donut.
Oh, God, that's awful.
That's where I am. It's not awful, it's lovely.
It's
lovely. You wearing your mask, Tammy? Got your mask on now?
Got your mask on? Yeah, but our cleaning lady's here.
Oh, so you have to wear it then.
Now our cleaning lady's here, and I'm so excited.
Well, just don't let her eat you out.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Our cleaning lady's here. I've had a double margarita at lunch at the restaurant.
What restaurant?
You know, restaurants are all open.
You're kidding. Did you social distance?
No. Did you what?
Did you shout? Social distance?
Yeah, the waitress had a mask on and everything.
How far are the tables away? Is it full capacity or they have to separate?
Yes.
Can you tell me the name of the restaurant, or you don't want to expose that? Was it the Chili's?
Are we in the record or air or whatever?
Yeah, we're on the air, but we're not live.
We're not live, okay.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk about my tampons or anything like that?
No, but not now. I do, but not now. But this is just a quick call. I just wanted to say hi. But let me make notes to talk about your tampons Sunday or whenever I do a regular live grind.
Yeah.
Because I've been talking. I got
bitchy nurses.
Bitchy nurses. Yeah, I know. But just make a note of it because I don't want to forget. Bitchy nurses,
right.
your tampons, the status update on your yeast infection. Anything else for later? Shower.
Heroes work here and hygiene updates.
Hygiene?
Yeah, hygiene updates and heroes work here.
All right.
Now, why are you sitting out at Broadway and Aldine?
Because I'm trying to get the COVIDs.
But aren't you supposed to be working?
No, I took today off, actually. My boss...
You did. You took today off.
Well, I was talking to my boss, and he was like, Madge, how are you? I said, to tell you the truth, I'm getting kind of burnt. He said, well, why don't you take the day off? I said, okay. And then I had to explain to him how I'm... Wait, he asked me about going back to the office, and I was expressing my concern because I'm nervous about the duty smell.
Yeah.
And it was hard to talk about duty smell to my boss, but I did. So the problem with the bathroom, it's not the hygiene. It's the odor, and I don't think I can hold it in all day. So if you want me to go back to work, I'm going to need to see some HEPA filters, you know, in the bathroom. Because that smell is horrible. And that means I'm inhaling your fecal matter. And that fecal matter could contain the COVID.
COVID-19.
19.
Right.
19.
That's what they say, is that...
The fecus.
The COVID-19 could be contained
in the fecus.
In the fecal
fecus.
Matter.
Yes. It can. And it often does. There was a whole apartment building in Wuhan, and everybody got the COVID even though they weren't near each other because of the duty stench.
Right. It's true. And I just did a research.
Oh.
Because I'm tired of hearing about this, but the whole thing about Andrew or Anthony Fauci, you know, when he was the head of the NIH Foundation, he approved of a grant or he approved of something to.
Wait, let me stop you, because if you're about to say something retarded, don't do it, because I'll edit it out. Please don't.
No, he approved of a grant in conjunction with the Wuhan lab for coronavirus research.
So that means that Wuhan did it on purpose and Fauci helped.
I don't know. That I don't know about.
That qualifies as retarded.
That's what you just said created false news, fake news.
No, I admit when I create false news, like last week when I announced that Pence had the corona. That was fake news, but I admitted it. But what you're talking about is conspiracy theory nonsense, and I don't like it.
No, I did not. Yeah. Create conspiracy theory nonsense. I repeated something that I read out of Newsweek.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I read in Newsweek, right now off the internet, I mean, I could open my laptop up.
Okay. So.
And say.
Yeah,
that,
open up your laptop.
You know. Fauci.
Okay, so let me just. This is taking a long time. I understand what you're about to say is he had something to do with funding of that Wuhan lab, that lab in Wuhan where they were studying these nasty viruses, right? That's what you're basically saying. That Newsweek reported this.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, so what?
Research.
There's coronaviruses that have been around for years. The common cold is a coronavirus. There's nothing new about researching coronaviruses, and if you're researching coronaviruses, has absolutely nothing to do with who created this one whatsoever. How would you connect that?
Right. So Fauci has knowledge of coronaviruses.
Yeah.
That could be very well why he is on the coronavirus.
Well, he's an epidemiologist. He was one of the main people for dealing with AIDS, right, in the 80s, I understand.
That is correct.
So, of course, he studies viruses. That's what he does.
That is correct.
I don't see your point, Tammy.
You don't see a point?
No. I don't understand your point.
All right. Then how do you not see a point?
I don't see what your point is. It sounded like you were making a conspiracy theory point, and then you pivoted when you realized that...
Wait a minute. Why are you trying to staple this to a conspiracy theory?
Because that's where I assumed you were going with this. Am I wrong?
You assumed. Wait. You said the word assume.
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you... Okay, so I think there's where...
Was my assumption incorrect? Because you still haven't...
You said assume.
No, you're playing games, Tammy. Tell me what you meant. So what? Yes, I said assume. I did assume. And if I'm wrong, I will tell you. But you have to tell me your intent. So, yes, I did. But you have to tell me your intent so I know whether my assumption was correct or not. So please do.
I mean, you're the one making assumptions.
You're not answering the question, Tammy. I said I admitted to making assumptions. I'm asking you to confirm or deny my assumption. I'm a human being. Am I perfect? No. People make assumptions. People make right ones. People make wrong ones. I'm asking you to tell me if I was right or wrong, Tampon Tamara. Maybe we should have talked about your dirty tampon.
What? I think you just need to calm down.
All right.
I think you're just getting, like overwhelmed.
That's true.
It's true. I think that, you know, it's just none of this is that serious between two lesbians talking.
Tammy, it's the end of the world. How is that not serious?
Well, it's the end of the world, and we need to, put our tampons together and,
yeah,
you know, just
Gotta eat out.
Hygiene.
I always think about hygiene. You don't, because you, well, maybe you think about it, but
I don't. No, only, I don't, but I do now, and I do now, and I realize it's more important than what I thought it was.
I'm proud of you, Tam.
You know, I've come to a point in my life that I've realized that, you know, I need to shower more.
I'm glad you've, I'm really proud of you for that. I think you're a strong woman.
I did. I showered.
Yeah.
Last night at 7 o'clock. What's today? Oh, yeah, I did. I showered last night at 7 o'clock.
Well, I'm proud of you.
And I brushed my teeth, too.
Did I have anything to do with your shower? Like, did I influence you in any way when I said that's disgusting not to shower? Or did that not have anything to do with it at all?
Well, no, but I did. And what I did first was I filled up the bathtub and I put some... of our dog's antifungal shampoo in as a bubble bath.
Oh.
And I felt like it really helped.
How did it smell? The dog shampoo.
Well, I don't know that it really did, but I really think it helped calm my, you know, my folds.
I have some leftover dog shampoo from my no longer living dog. Should I send it to you? It's lavender.
Well, is it antifungal?
I don't think so. Is it normally?
If it's not antifungal, then I wouldn't take it because...
Well, I have some expired antifungal ointment from the gynecologist I could send along with it, and you can mix it in together. You want to try that?
Well...
It's expired, but it's just a bath. I mean, it's expired.
Is it a prescription?
Yeah, it's in a tube.
Yeah, it's a prescription. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'll take it because I can put it in with some Dawn, you know, dishwashing liquid. And
it's a yellow and white tube.
Yeah, what's it called? What's
it's got a long ass name. I don't fucking know. Floradio Diazepam Girdlebarn. I have no idea. Yeah. Listen, I got to go because I'm home.
Wait.
Yeah, I got to go.
What do you mean? Somebody's listening outside the door anyway.
I'm outside, Tammy. This whole conversation is taking place outside. Of course people can hear
you. I know, but there's somebody listening outside my door, so...
Okay. We'll talk later, Tammy. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait.
What?
Wait. Real quick. What? Where are you?
Outside my apartment. Ready to go inside. I'm outside. I've been outside the whole time, and you've been on speakerphone, and I'm recording you.
You what?
I'm recording you on speakerphone for the show this whole time. Outside. That's the situation.
Oh, this is going on the show?
Of course it is. I told you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Of course it is. All right, Tammy, I gotta go. Okay?
I really hate your guts. I just want you to know that.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I love sucking pussy, baby.
Weinstein. You're listening, Turning to Yeast Radio. And I want to talk about some things. So I'm going to do the dishes, and then I'm going to do the... I know I did it last time. I was sort of the last time I talked to you alone, but I would like to do the sauerkraut. And again, because I have to do it, and I feel like sometimes it's easier to talk to all of you when I am doing something else to get the stream of consciousness going. But I get very paranoid because, despite the fact that the whole point of this is so that other people will listen to it, when there's people listening while I'm recording, and I don't mean live streaming, I mean like people outside my house, like I hear maintenance people making noise. It makes me nervous. Like, what's somebody going to hear me? But then what's the point of it if the whole point is for people to hear me. And none of it makes sense. I don't know what makes sense neither in all the world. So today for me is the Ides of, I guess, May. I don't know what Ides are. I know the Ides of March, March 15th, but does that mean the 15th is always an Ide? I guess I could Google it. Yeah, maybe I'll do that, but my hands are wet. Hold on. Let's see here. Let's see. What does Ides mean?
Science means.
Are you stupid? The intellectual and practical. What do Ides mean?
Ides means. In the ancient Roman calendar, a day falling roughly in the middle of each month, the 15th day of March, May, July, and October, and the 13th of other months, from which
so
other dates
middle.
Were calculated.
So this is the Ides of May. How about that? We all learned something today. Although, that's rather presumptuous of me to assume that you didn't know that, but I didn't know that. So why would anybody listen to this show if they weren't as dumb as me, right? Of course, right. Hoddle, oh Hoddle, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's cruel. All right, he's 6 feet two, but he's a nice man, a young match, true. Anyway, I may do a live grum after this recording of my dishes doing and sauerkraut. Not sure. I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're snot, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. I try to stay out of the Trump circus and not watch those horrible press conferences anymore. But I was looking at some Wonkette post just before this grum, and I did seen that, by the way, Discord has video chatting as of today, which could get interesting, and you can share your screen. So I thought if Cheryl and Deborah ever come back to this, we could do some nice, you know, communal screen sharing. Could be fun on the Discord. Anyway, and we'll, you know, stream it live, that sort of thing, to the Periscope. Anyway, so I watching this clip from a press conference, and it was stupid. I decided the thing that intrigues me the most about those press conferences, it's not when Trump speaks and says all that dumb shit, which of course is all the time. It's more what interests me is the way he looks at people when he has someone like talking to him like Kayleigh McEnany or the Dr. Bricks or whoever they are standing next to him doing a report. And the way he watches them, and his posture, and the way he kind of stands and rocks a little like he has to go to the bathroom, and the way he has his facial expression is very, it's very regal, to be honest. It kind of looks like a bitchy king, and if you say the wrong thing, you're going to get your head chopped off. I don't know what to make of that or why even bring it up. I just find it, to me, that's the most interesting thing to watch, is the way he acts when other people are talking. Like, he's making sure, you know, at least for me, it makes me understand why these people kiss his ass so much, because they're really afraid of him. And I don't know if it's because they're afraid of losing their job, or, or the repercussions of not being able to get a job again, you know, maybe that sort of thing. But I kind of think it's just, he's just very intimidating. His person is very intimidating. And that's what it is, maybe. It's just that. Nothing else. And maybe it's not the repercussions, just the fact that when you have this gorilla standing over you with this pointed, weird hair, he has his hair like my orthodontist in Indiana used to have, Dr. Barber. He had the same pointy hair. It's weird. And he'd be over there crunching my teeth, which was, by the way, was a complete scam. But back then, everybody had braces. And you had to have braces, or it was like your parents are poor, is what it means. And so, but Dr. Barber would crank my teeth to make them tighter with the fucking braces. And then, he had this hair, like a hair visor, just like Trump's, this hard hair visor. And it was just weird. It was just this hard hair. I don't know what else. It was like a baseball hat made out of hair. Just all solid hairspray, everybody in school went to the same dentist, Dr. Barber, with his weird, bitchy secretaries that were always chewing gum when they yank on their teeth, that kind of thing. That was a weird business. Why did everybody go to the same fucking doctor? Everybody. And I still have crooked teeth, by the way. I think wisdom teeth are a scam, too, when you get them pulled, even if you don't have any pain. Now I have all these gaps in my teeth, and I got crooked teeth. It's all horseshit, right? Anyway, so I'm doing the dishes right now. Fingering my cunt. Just kidding. Can't do that at the same time. And, so the Ides of May. It's hard to find things to talk about when you're home all the time. I guess. And your brain dead. So I thought maybe a stream of consciousness might be a little fun. So here we are doing that. And that. I never prepare. I should prepare, right? I should prepare what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. Right now I'm cleaning a pot my mother got me for my birthday. She got me, well, she just gave me money, but I used it to buy some more Le Creuset pans, audience. I know people make fun of me for this. And Deborah thinks that they look like things, pans you buy at the flea market. But then she probably uses those horrible Teflon pans that they sell at the TJ Maxx or the Ross, or whatever that fucking horrible store is with towels everywhere. And they never put anything away at those stores, you know? It's shit's just fucking everywhere. And then they have food. Like, who is going to buy food at the fucking Marshalls or the Ross or the TJ Maxx? But they have these weird bags of food everywhere. And they always look like they're never in the right place. And it's like, oh, I want a bag of toffee popcorn from Marshalls. It's been there for 6 years. It's just, there's nothing more depressing than food for sale at like a discount clothing store for some reason. Oh, and the coffee, like, who would buy flavored coffee from Marshall's or Ross or TJ Maxx? How could you? I just can't imagine anybody buying it. Oh, and then they would sell jelly beans by the register for Lizzo and that sort of thing. Been reading a lot of articles lately about how COVID really goes after obese people. Not that I don't mean the virus. I mean this. It's very deadly to obese people. It's like the number two comorbidity after just being old. Although age, I guess, isn't. You know what I mean? It has its comorbidities. That's why it's not age per se. Also, my uncle emailed me. He's a doctor, and he said, you know, we all need to take this vitamin D. Because there is a lot of evidence coming down the research pipelines that if you stick the capsules in your vagina, it prevents the COVID. No, if you, not in your vagina. No, you take, he said we should, everybody should take 200 IUs, something unit, independent unit, something unit, IUs a day of vitamin D. In order to keep from getting a really bad COVID infection or, you know what I mean, dying and shit. I mean, it might be bullshit, but I do trust him. He's a doctor and he's not like a fake doctor like who makes pandemic videos, plandemic videos. But really interesting, you know, really interesting. I was listening to a program yesterday on the 538, which is... I don't know. I don't know why I listen to that show, but because I'm always skeptical of Nate Silver's predictions. But I like the show just because the people aren't really, they never really explain their political persuasions themselves. And they do, they try to explain what's going on. It's not the same as the Nate Silver research stuff. But anyway, so they had a special about conspiracy theories. By the way, I'm using vinegar to wipe the stovetop, in case you're wondering what I'm doing right now. But they had some guy on, and he starts talking about the most popular conspiracy theories. He says the most popular conspiracy right now is, I don't remember, maybe not the most popular, one of the most popular conspiracy theories is the fact that the 1% rule the world.
And I thought to myself, that's not a conspiracy, that's true. And then he went on to say, yes, it is a conspiracy, because there's no proof of it. You know, you might assume it's true because Bernie has been saying it for, you know, many, many eons. But the fact of the matter is, there's no proof of it. There's no research, there's no academic proof, it's not substantiated. And I thought, uh-oh, so he just hates Bernie, and he's going on about that. And I'm thinking, well, what about Russiagate? Why doesn't he mention that? And then they went on to discuss other conspiracies and how, you know, basically what he said is, usually what this researcher guy, this conspiracy guy said is, usually when you have if there's two parties like we have, the party that's in power is usually less conspiracy prone because they're the ones that have power, and the people that are doing the conspiracy theories are usually the out of power party. And so then the question came up, well, somebody asked, hey, expert of conspiracies, how's it come we have the opposite situation where we have the party in power doing the conspiracy theories with all this COVID shit, and then the party not in power doesn't have conspiracies? And then the guy said, wait a second, hold on. Oh, motherfucker, I wasn't recording this whole fucking time. God damn it, this is just plagued with errors today. Anyway, Matt here. I don't know. Did I tell you I got interrupted? I don't know if I've returned since my interruption. But, there's the mask people, there's the no mask people. And I'm just afraid that if I don't wear a mask, people are going to think I'm a Republican, even if I'm socially distanced, dirty. I read that if everybody wore masks, this thing would just be over. And I don't believe anything simple, really. It's like, I read another thing that said, if you oversimplify things, that's too simple. But that's too simple in itself. Maybe I'll get coffee at the Starbucks. I gotta wear a mask to do this shit. Maybe I'll do that. I'm gonna fucking do that. I'm gonna order my fucking coffee. Fuck this. I love how everybody's fat now. That pleases me. Alright, where's my Starbucks app? Starbucks. Let's see. It really helps that I have my mask in my hand. Let's see. Order. I just want a shot. Espresso macchiato. No, I just want an espresso. What the fuck is all this shit? This is 3358 North Broadway's. Ristretto disc unavailable. I don't give a shit. I just want a fucking cup of coffee. Can you make this fucking easy for me? I need to talk about the rest of that show I was listening to earlier. Am I recording?
Yes.
It's fucking hard sometimes. Why is that fucking an issue for me forever? That I can't fucking record. I don't know when I'm recording. Hold on. Hot coffees, hot drinks. I guess it's a coffee. Brewed coffees, cappuccinos, espresso shot. Espresso. Double shot. Okay. Confirm. Check out. Place order. I hope they give me sugar. Do I have to ask for sugar? Ugh. Such a pain in the ass. Oh, it's a cute little dog, though. I'll wait here and social distance myself. I'll be back, audience. Hold on.
I want to put my big cock in your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm back on. It's on hold. So I can't accidentally turn it off again. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what I'm recording. I don't know what I'm forgetting to record. I've got to hold all these fucking things. I've got a coffee in one hand, my social distance microphone, my mask is on my chin. But you know what? I have a job, and I have food. I'm still obese, so who am I to complain? But I was telling this story. I don't know if I recorded it, so I have to tell it again. I was visiting my friend down the street. Well, we were visiting. It's everything's we now. We were visiting my friend down the street.
And he's a news reporter, and he's on the second floor, so we made an appointment to talk, you know, out his window, right? So he's hanging out his window. He's got a beautiful porch and his one-bedroom apartment by himself with a cute dog. He says, oh, I don't know how we're going to get through this. He's a news editor for one of the radio stations. And, oh, I don't know how we're going to get through this. And I'm like, bitch, what do you mean, how are we going to get through this? You have a beautiful apartment. You got a porch. You work from home. You make a lot of money. Cute dog. Food. Drugs. Wine. What the fuck? Oh, but my apartment is not paid off. I still have a mortgage. Oh, okay. Well, last I checked, there's people having a famine because they can't get any groceries. So here's the thing. The whole thing is fucked up, right? But I feel like, who am I? I don't feel like I can opine properly if I don't... Yeah, I can only opine from my POV, my point of views, which is, you know, as an employed lesbian. So who am I? I can sit here on my high horse and say, and I do feel that they should, you know, basically close everything forever until the pandemic is cured with a vaccine. But I'm not one of the people who is unemployed right now, who can't feed their kids or whatever. So, you know, I would like to hear from those people, I guess. But I don't know. The whole thing is so messy and confusing. And then I've been listening to these pandemic broadcasts, podcasts. Everything's pandemic, right?
Am I recording?
Yeah. Everything's pandemic podcast. And, back to the matter at hand, my vagina. Where I was, sorry. So I was listening to this conspiracy theory rum. I think I put that on the... So confused with what I'm doing here. I hope I remember to put that first on this grum. And all these puppies everywhere. I hope they don't abandon them when they go back to work, if that ever happens. So confused. Got coffee. And anyway, the point was just this. When they talk about the pandemics and the other thing, I'm too distracted right now. I got my coffee. I got my microphone. I got my mask. I don't want people to hear me, even though that's the whole point of this. So fucking annoyed and confused about everything in the world. But the tulips look lovely. So we have this thing where it's like, the conspiracy theory. So this guy was on this show and bitching about how the 1% ruling everything is a conspiracy theory. And the guy, the host, are like, yeah, but wait a minute, that's real. He said, no, it's not. It's not proven. I already mentioned that, I think, if I remember to record that. So, but then he goes on to say, yeah, but, and then the other co-host, this is unlistenable, audience. I'm sorry. Just skip it and listen to the next one. But, so the host is like, but, you know, usually the party in power is the one... God, I can't fucking talk. I cannot fucking talk. The party who is not in power is the one with the conspiracy theories usually. And the co-host was saying, yeah, but how come in this situation it's the party in power that has the conspiracy theories and the party out of power, the Democrats, do not? And then the conspiracy theory expert said, wait a second. We've been talking... Are those magic mushrooms? Huh. Interesting. I read somewhere that the mulch has psychedelic mushroom spores that a lot of people get. Comes from Berkeley, California or something. I don't know if that's true. I should take a picture and see. Like, I need magic mushrooms in my life. Anyway, so he said that the Democrats haven't had a conspiracy theory. And the conspiracy theory... I feel like I've been trying to tell this story for fucking 5 hours. The sauerkraut is done, by the way. You missed it. Anyway, he said, God, unlistenable Madge, me, trying to get a point across with my coffee, my microphone, my mask, my sandals, but at least it's like 70 degrees. Jesus, fuck me. My whole thing, it's the new, not triumvirate, what's that word? the three triptych now. The, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost business. What is that fucking thing called? It's bullshit. These flowers. So beautiful. So smelly beautiful. They smell good. That's what I'm trying to fucking say. Why does a person who can't talk have a podcast? Oh, that's right. Nobody listens to it. And everybody and their mother's doing one now because they're pandemicking. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. My Verge. My Fijian. So the issue is just this. How does a person... No, wait. How can a person be an egg, Cotton? How can a person be an egg? Well, he can walk and talk and all just like a person, only he's an egg, a little egg. Oh, tell it to me again, Cotton, Babs. Anyway. So, the conspiracy theory expert says, he says, hey, but here's the thing. Democrats have been spending the past 3 years talking about Russiagate, and if that's not a conspiracy theory, I don't know what is. That's my fucking point. So when he said that, I realized he was not being, that he was an actual, that he wasn't being biased is my issue. I was afraid when he talked about Bernie, I'm like, well, you didn't say anything about Russiagate, so therefore you're biased against Bernie, you're probably just a Maddow type. But then when he did, you know, explain why Russiagate is a conspiracy theory, I thought, okay, aha, this guy is somebody I can listen to. I'm buying it. I guess I have to put my mask back on because there's people. So I'm buying it now, you know, because it's, he's being, at least as far as I can tell, nonpartisan. So that was cool. God, I can't believe it took me an hour to tell that story that doesn't even fucking make sense unless you listen to it in a time trap. And then I was thinking about this other thing, right? Let's talk about Bitcoin for a second. I don't know how many of you know about the technology behind Bitcoin, but what I learned yesterday, well, I was thinking about it, I didn't learn it. I kind of exposed this information to myself. This is big news. I should title the app about it or something. The thing is just this. If you're time traveling, Bitcoin is useless. Right? It's useless because the way the blockchain works, and I can't go into the technology, is if you take Bitcoin and if you want to spend your Bitcoin today, that's fine. If you want to spend your Bitcoin, you know, 10 years ago, well, Bitcoin didn't exist, but let's say you go back a year, you can't spend it because that part of the blockchain hasn't happened yet. And you can't go in the future and spend it because then you'd be on the blockchain of the future hasn't been built down yet, hasn't been built yet. And the way the blockchain works, it's a chain. You can't spend it if you're not at the, you're not all in sync with time. So time travel is not, how can I say that better grammatically? It doesn't work with time travel. Is that a new coffee shop in pandemic? I can't fucking breathe. Is that a new coffee shop? How could you open up a coffee shop in pandemonium? Or maybe it was already there and I didn't know it. I don't fucking know. Ugh, I'm wrecked. I took today off. I took today off. I told my boss yesterday, I said, I have on my, is it a weekly? No, I guess it's a monthly boss meeting. He's like, how are you doing, Madge? I said, you know what? I'm fine, but I'm just fucking burnt. I shouldn't be burnt, but I'm just sick of being at home. I don't know why. It's not like I'm really burnt. I'm just fucking burnt. So he said, Madge, take the day off. Okay. Well, he owed me a day off because a few weeks ago, I had to work on a weekend. So I decided, well, take the day off, get eaten out, and sing happy birthday to my vagina. Is it weird that my vagina has a different birthday than I do? I don't know about that either. And then I was doing this Grum, and then there was a, you know, a disruption. I couldn't share with you my sauerkraut. But it's funny because I'm still eating the sauerkraut I made on the last solo Grum I did with you, which was like 2 weeks ago. It's a slow process. So the sauerkraut I just ate, or just past the Ram where they still have pickups, drive-up pickups. Anyway, oh my God, this thing is fucking nuts. I'm still helping Dave Weiner with the Cuomo, the Daily Cuomo podcast, which is a pain in the ass because they stopped broadcast. There's Lori Lightfoot in the window of the veterinary. Camp Wiggles, a doggy daycare. Huh, weird. What was I finished heard say? I don't fucking remember. The Lori Lightfoot in the window. She's in all the stores here. It's really strange. These standees of Lori Lightfoot with her clipboard. It's like a thing. A meme, I guess. So many of the closed stores have her picture there. Like, sorry, we're not allowed to be open because of this dyke and her first being. But that's for a previous Grom, which you can't spend money in Bitcoin in. Could you? No. Yeah. Time travel is incompatible with Bitcoin. That's the grammar I was looking for. But then I was going to say something else and I fucking forgot. So yeah, so my boss said, take the day off, Madge. Because a couple weeks ago I had to do work on the weekend, which really sucked. Even though it shouldn't matter because I'm just home. But the thing of it is that work sucks when you do it too much, whether you're home or in the office. And I told my boss, I had a conversation. He's like, well, how do you feel about going back? I said, to the orifice, because I guess they're sort of talking about doing it next month. And so I said, you know, I'm fine. I realize, like, intellectually, I don't think it's right to go back to work. But as a practical matter, I got to get the fuck out of this house, you know. So they gave us a survey at office. See, I work in a different office from my boss. My boss works in Florida. I work here, obvious, turtly. And where I work doesn't really matter because I work in a dissociated environment. Not dissociated, you know what I mean? Like a, what's it called? Like a distributor. Who the fuck cares what you call it? The goddamn thing. Anyway, I said, you know, so they asked us, do you want to work like every other week or do you want to work like 3 days a week on, two off or whatever, something like that, and the rest at home? I don't give a shit. My preference is, you know, I'd rather work at home 2 days, the office three or two, three, whatever, but not the five on, five off. I don't really give a shit, though. Either way is fine. It'd be nice to get the fuck out of the house. I'm more concerned about the CTA because it's disgusting. I said, I'm more concerned about the fall because in the summer I can ride my bike, but I won't ride the CTA while pandemic's going on because it's disgusting. And furthermore, to be frank, and this is a difficult subject, boss, the bathrooms are disgusting. I said, it's not that it's disgusting in terms of the cleaning of the bathrooms. It's more disgusting because of the smell. It's the smell that's horrible. And I was alluding to the plume, but I didn't go into great detail. I said, you know, there's it's very unladylike to sort of talk about this. But the problem is we have a ventilation issue in the bathrooms. And they stink. And I don't want to get a corona because I'm breathing in somebody's fecal matter or duty. It was a very difficult discussion. He said, okay, I understand. I said, so let me just be clear. It's not the cleanliness per se. It's the ventilation. It's the duty smell, the duty stench. And, yeah. So we have that. Now I have to put my mask back on because there's people in fucking dog shit. I mean, not dog shit, a dog hospital. So I'm, yeah. So that's the story there. Let me look at my battery. We're still good. We still have 2 bars of battery. Yeah. Anyway, so just in case you're touring with me, I'm at Waveland in Halsted, home of the center on Halsted. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess I'll turn around. Yeah. Or something. Hello. I guess I'll turn around because I don't want to go on Broadway. Anyway, what else? VD, DC, the whole world. But, you know, the brilliance of Trump, the way he just sort of confuses everyone. And that's, as I believe I mentioned in the last Grum, you know, the whole thing with this authoritarian regimes is you basically, your cunt stinks. Now, basically, my cunt stinks. Now, oh, I'm in a cycle. My cunt stinks. Whose cunt stinks? Mine. Anyway, oh, I gotta take this fucking mask off. There's nobody. I'm going fucking crazy. But what they want to do, the authoritarians, they want to confuse you. They want to think you to think there's no such thing as truth. And I've had conversations with people who are conspiracy theory minded, and they're like saying, you don't know the truth. But, yeah. But I'm seeking it. And I think a lot of people think it's not possible to find the truth, and that's what the authoritarians want you to believe, is there's just no way to learn the truth. If you're, I don't know, it's just this massive, like, throwing of garbage. I mean, it's just, it's really, I think the problem is it's really unfathomable that a president could be so completely incompetent and bumbling and stupid and still have so many fans that believe he's doing the right thing. And it's hard to accept the fact that he's really doing absolutely nothing to stop this disease, and he's just a mess. And that's something that's very hard to accept. So I think you want to say, hey, wait a second. That can't, he's got to be, maybe it's just, I don't get the plan, and that it's right. I think even people who hate him say that themselves, like it can't possibly, he can't possibly be as bad as I think, right? But yeah, he is. So, and all this conspiracy shit is, I didn't finish the 538 podcast, and then there was another one on Radio Open Source, and talking about the same, I did complete that one also, very good discussion, but I didn't finish the 538 one with that expert I was telling you about. I don't even know what his qualifications are, but they talked about on Open Source about the plandemic video. I haven't watched it, of course, I'm not going to, but one thing I know from having made videos in the past and worked in the video editing profession is that if you want to make propaganda, video is by far the easiest medium to achieve effective propaganda. And I don't know why. I just know that it is. Also, by the way, I wanted to say this. Woody Allen said, you should. Oh, did I already fucking say this? I don't know if I was recording. Woody Allen said, I'm fucking Alzheimer's for days. Old timers. That you shouldn't write when you're in a bad mood. And I extend that to podcasting, but to be fair, I did start this podcast from a bad mood, but now I feel in a better mood because I did it, so I don't know if writing is the same as podcasting for that. So, yeah, for me it's kind of like therapy, I guess. There's no audience. I'm every woman. It's all in me. Sticking in me. It's all in me. It's finna be all in me. Anyway, audience, if you're expecting a coherent podcast, this is not the Grum for you. I want to get Lady Bunny on here, too, to talk about things. Maybe when I get home, I'll do that. I don't know. It's possible. You know. So, I guess we should all wear masks and be, you know, get rid of it that way. I mean, it makes sense, right? If it's that easy, but nothing's that simple, right? But certainly wouldn't hurt. I do wear a mask when I'm 6 feet away from people, except for just now, which, oops, I didn't. But it's okay. They didn't look sick. That was a joke. So, you know. So there's people that, like, seems to me there's people that obey every rule. The antivirus rule, and then there's people that disobey him deliberately. And I guess it'll be interesting to see if those horrible southern states get sick, or if it'd be kind of awful if they don't, because then they'll be vindicated, I guess. I don't know. But then I was reading something about how really what the most devastated communities are like poor rural communities throughout the country and all these Trump voters. And the saddest part is they won't even get reported. All these illnesses and deaths, corona deaths, in the middle of fucking nowhere won't even get reported because they don't have health care, they don't have insurance, and they don't have newspapers to report it. So I guess they have funeral homes, otherwise they're just going to rot in their houses. So that'll basically be unreported. It's so weird. There's just so much mistruth coming from everywhere. Like, even somebody, I don't want to say who, but a VIP person in my life said, who I can't mention because I would get, it'd be a problem. And even he said, oh, we're basically sure that when the pandemic comes back in the fall, it won't be as virulent. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? And, it's true. A lot of people are saying it, you know, or something, I guess. What the fuck? How do you know this shit? And then you have the Trump contradicting Dr. Fauci, saying, oh, well, you have to have the schools open because you can't have the country's not open if the school's not open. Well, that's a great argument for letting kids get sick and die with that new syndrome thing. And, of course, the paranoid people will say, oh, that syndrome for kids thing is made up, blah, 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 because blah, blah, this, that, and the other. Because it's just an excuse to get people to stay in their houses so they can they you to death or something. I don't know. I still can't figure out who they is, but I know for a fact my they is not the same as your they. My they is the 1%. So I have to just talk, be vulnerable, right? Express my fears toward you, people I don't know who you are. By the way, follow me on Facebook. No, Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook in over a year, which, by the way, I don't miss. I think everybody should leave it. I hate when people bitch about Facebook and then they Facebook. My Twitter ID is Bloated Lesbian, and I think it's Madge Weinstein on Instagram. And, my vagina, whatever. My vagina doesn't have an Earl. You know, what else do I want to talk about? Really nothing, I guess. What is horrible? What have I been doing? I feel like I have nothing, really. It's on Halsted Street, walking down the street. It's a nice day. Strange, though, because in Andersonville, they have secret, not secret, but they have these bars where you can order drinks and food from the window, but here they don't. I know. I feel like I've talked about everything. This is the I don't know how I used to grum every day. I feel like I'm repeating myself over and over again. And I only do a show like once or twice a week now. How did I not repeat? Maybe I had a, that was before the Alzheimer's kicked in. Maybe. I don't know. There's got to be something to talk about. Sometimes I have, like, all these things I want to talk about at the same time. Other times not here. Who is Vito Russo? They have these dildo rockets here in Halsted. And they have plaques celebrating different homosexuals and lesbians. And this one is, this dildo rocket says, Vito Russo, gay U.S. activist and film historian, 1946 to 1990. I don't know what was different about the way I was raised or the wrong. Hold on, gotta start over. I don't know what was different about the way I was raised or the way I reacted, but I never once, not for a second, believed that it was wrong to be gay, that it was a sin, that homosexuality was evil. Okay. I can't say that. You know, he's probably lying. Bill Strayhorn, gay U.S. composer, pianist. This one is empty. I guess there's only two per rocket. Yeah. Right. And then, that. But I kind of, like, miss working in healthcare now because I feel like even though it would put me closer to death, it'd be kind of neat to be in the action, in the middle of the action. You know, like, oh, yeah, I'm important, bitches. You know, I work in a hospital, so I'm very important. You know, you should respect me. And can you believe they had that? The other day, the Blue Angels flew overhead. The Blue Angels are that group of, I guess, fighter jets or something. And they fly overhead. to salute healthcare workers? And I'm thinking, this is stupid bullshit. How could this happen? I mean, who buys this crap? Wouldn't you rather people, you know, spend money on masks, ventilators, and if not anything else, just maybe give you money? You know, give them money. But to spend all this money on these airplanes and the fossil fuels and all that, it's just so wasteful and horrible. What a horrible expression and way to express gratitude through fucking fossil fuel gulping airplanes. And but then they showed on the news all these people that were like, oh, they were crying, these nurses. Oh, I'm so, it was just so great to see, so much appreciation, blah, blah, blah. They love us. And nobody said anything like cynical or critical of it at all. It was just horrible. And then that leads me to the whole business about the climate change. Like, how do people not understand that this whole pandemic is just another harbinger of the climate change catastrophes to come? And there isn't evidence right now to directly connect it to climate change. But certainly it has to be, I think. I mean, I don't know. But I think this is just the first. It's kind of like when we started having those horrible weather events. Like, oh, the first one's like, oh, isn't this horrible? Now it's just every year, you know. Oh, horrible. Like the forest fires are a better example. We just have to get used to them every fucking year. Horrible forest fires that get worse every year. So maybe this pandemic is just the first one. And maybe there's going to be more. Or maybe this one won't end. I don't fucking know. So, it's entirely possible. Entirely possible. Yeah. Anything can happen. Yeah, so, but that's not really very positive, is it? You know? I don't think it's very upbeat. I find it hard to believe that this was the last pandemic and everything would be fine. I read something else recently about how by like 2050, it's basically going to be impossible to be outside. It's going to be so fucking hot. And then I keep coming back to this, the whole thing about kids. Like, who the fuck would have a kid in this world? And I get it if you don't believe in climate change and you're a climate change denier. But if you're one of these people who runs around saying, oh, you know, we're green, but, you know, everything's, we need to stop climate change. And people who believe in climate change in a woke kind of way, but then they go and have kids, then you're still in denial. Because if you really understood what climate change is, you would not have kids. Because this is the fucking end. I mean, it's very irresponsible because you're just bringing kids in the world that are going to suffer. It's like, if you had a kid with half a brain, I mean, literally half a brain, would you abort it or would you keep it? You know you'd fucking abort the shit. Because you don't want to suffer. So why would you have kids? So if you're willing to have kids in this, knowing what we know today, then you're in denial. You have to be. Otherwise, if you really knew what was going to happen to your kids, you would not have them. You really wouldn't. Anyway, I'm tired of being me. I need to be vulnerable so RuPaul will like me. Yeah. I put my mask on for a second for this kid. There was a woman with a mask and a kid, so I put my mask on. I don't want to get my oral herpes on her. Anyway, what else? I hate this grum. I feel very negative and horrible. I'm not vulnerable at all. Just telling you, I'm supremely bitchy. I feel like I don't have my words. Should I look at my phone and see what's new, what's cooking? Should I visit the chickens again? I could visit the chickens. Brock, Brock. Or I could just let you hear the lovely sounds. I think I'll do that. I'll let you hear it. So this sign at the Broadway United Methodist Church says, "It's during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light." Aristotle. So much profundity, darlings. Kadonk, kadonk. I guess I'm not going to be vulnerable today, RuPaul. Kadonk, kadonk. Oh, that looks like a drunk lady bitching about people who don't wear masks. I love those. You know who I'm talking about. Not drunk, just very bitchy. There are these people, and they will find anybody they can to bitch about masks in public. I love categorizing people. It makes me hot. That was the maid. That's this person who works at a restaurant around here, Wild, and she's this teeny tiny... this is horrible. She's this teeny tiny Latina male, I think. And she's like 4 feet tall, and I call her the maid because she looks like a maid. But that's horrible, right? I didn't do that. That was... Cheryl told me that, actually. That was Cheryl. Just reading her text just now. But you know, I guess I get it why you have to be inside, but at the same time, can you really expect human beings to stay outside when it's just so gorgeous out? And you don't know. I mean, you don't know if it's your last year on this planet. Do you have to be inside? I mean, I get it. We do have to be inside, but not really. I mean, I'm outside, and I don't feel like I'm endangering anyone. I'm keeping my safe distance. People are around. I put on my mask. I'm a goody-goody. There's always going to be some risk, but good Lord, something feels very not wrong about being outside in this gorgeous weather. It's kind of insulting not to be. I mean, really? How can I get eaten out? What? So I'm going to sit on this bench, which means I have to put some hand sanitizer on it. Yep. My homemade handy sanny. But that means my clothes have COVID now. Oh well. Because I'm sitting on a bench. The bench could have COVID. Now I have to disinfect my pants. I guess, right? I have to spray them or something with bleach when I get home. Jesus, it's so fucking complicated, right? Oh. Christ on a sticky bun. Okay, I'll let you just listen again because I don't have nothing to say. chatting with Deborah on the text. I'm trying to convince Deborah why she should do podcasts again. I was basically saying you could make money with it. I mean, if I didn't have a job, I'd be hustling for money from you. But I know you're all suffering. But if you want to give me money, it's a bloated lesbian. Just, here's how it works now. Now, I've been doing these shows mostly by myself. So if you want to give money just to me, use the Cash App. I'm bloated lesbian on the Cash App. Bloated lesbian on the Cash App. If you want me to, or just... If you want to to send money to all of us girls, and I'll distribute it with me and Cheryl and Deborah as the old ways, then you can just send it to my PayPal, which is, I guess that works too, bloatedlesbian@gmail on a PayPal. But just do rishi@hotmail.com for the PayPal. I think that's better. Yeah, forget about the bloated lesbian. I don't know if that works. I think it does. Try rishi@hotmail.com. Yeah, there's a French bulldog. I just read some lady got killed by one the other day here in Chicago. How do you get killed by a French bulldog? That was interesting. So I'll just listen to the cars. Oh, so I was talking about money, yeah. Oh, I already said it. If you want it just for me, the money, Bloated Lesbian on the Cash App, $ Bloated Lesbian, or you can send me Bitcoin too that way, I think. Can you send Bitcoin to other people on Cash App? I don't know. Or, and if you would prefer to use PayPal, but you just want the money to go to me, just say it in the notes, just for Madge. And otherwise, I'll distribute it with the others, the girls. You got a hot cunt like me? I know I have one. can use this one. I'm leaving. Yeah.
No, that's okay. Over there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I guess I have to stay here. Silence be vulnerable, audience.
That's what I thought. Okay, I was like, I can't.
Motel.